everybody. How y'all doing today? Hope everything going well with you all. Want to talk to y'all today about, you know, not giving up and just trying to, you know, do the right thing as much as possible. You know, like I say, the journey is tough, but it's worth it, you know. And I know most people think that when you come to God, you got to be perfect. You got to already be perfect when you come to God. No, God makes perfect. God makes you perfect. You know, come in with everything that you're dealing with. Don't never just come to God because you got a big situation going on and now you need God to do something for you. Don't never come to God and use God in that situation. You need to come to God wholeheartedly and actually live for Him to the best of your ability, and He will take away all sins, all iniquity, all burdens, all troubles, everything. He'll take it away one by one, piece by piece. You know, it takes time to get someone out of a condition that they was in. It takes time to clean someone out of something that, you know, they had going on, because it may be years of, you know, that trauma, years of that sin or whatever. Like, you know, like imagine somebody that drank. It'll be hard to take them from drinking because they so used to drinking. They may drink when they got problems. They may drink when they stressed. They may drink, you know, every day. They may just be a drinker. You know what I'm saying? They may not just be an occasional drinker. It's easy for an occasional drinker to, you know, get out of drinking, because they don't drink that much. They only drink on special occasions, you know what I'm saying, certain situations. But for someone who drink to get rid of their problems or stress that they would, who use drinking as a way to, in their mind, to think that drinking will get rid of their problems or make them feel better than what they felt. You know, people using abuse drugs for stress and to try to relieve themselves from, you know, whatever they're going through in life. So, yeah, like, It's harder for a person like that to, you know, just be able to get rid of that drinking habit, you know what I'm saying, because of what they used. That was something that they used to get rid of their situation, to ease some stress off them, you know. So come in, man, with everything, and God will remove that drinking habit or whatever you got going on. He will remove it. The longer you wait, the longer you stay away, the worse it'll get on you, you know, the worse it'll be for you. And you don't want that. You know what I'm saying? You want it to where it's not much, it's not bad, and it's easy. You know what I'm saying? You don't want something to build up. You know what I'm saying? It becomes real bad and very detrimental. And anytime somebody talk about it or speak about it, you know, it's going to bother you, because, you know, that's what you use. And then you have your excuses of why you use it, but there's no excuses. You know, you just got to come in and let God heal you with time. Let Him fix you up with time. And one day, that sin, that iniquity, that burden, that affliction, that travail, that trauma, whatever it is, will go away from you. You know, whatever caused you to have that problem, God will deal with, you know, whatever it is, and you will learn what works you have to do to get it done, you know. So don't be scared to come to God because you have something going on in your life and you feel like you're going to get punished for having it, you know what I'm saying, going on in your life. Are you going to, you don't want to face the consequences, or, you know, you think that God can't do this and God can't do that because of whatever you've been taught or told or heard. You know, just come and see for yourself. Show that self-approved, you know. Show yourself approved. Help yourself out. Don't let the next person tell you what God can't do, you know what I'm saying, and what God can do. You need to see for yourself. You allow another person to tell you what God can't do, is gonna put you in more of a burden, gonna put you in more of affliction, gonna put you in more of drunkenness, gonna put you in more trauma. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you got us, your brothers and sisters, who actually want people to come to God because we know what God can do because He's done it for us in our life. And there's plenty of people in this world that went through plenty of things that I'm pretty sure you will find someone who's living for God that went through what you went through. It's not one person that didn't go through what you went through. You know what I'm saying? And that kind of like have make you feel better in your situation. You know what I'm saying? Like while you're going through it, because it give you hope, it give you peace, it give you faith. You know what I'm saying? It grow you because it's like, wow, I ain't know that other people go through this too. Because you feel like you're the only one, or you feel like you're going through the worst situation when it's other people that's going through worse stuff than you. You know what I'm saying? I found people that go through worse stuff than I do, so you know what I'm saying? But I can help them and they can also help me. You know what I'm saying? Me seeing them going through something, you know what I'm saying, worse than what I'm going through, that give me more faith and strength because it's like, wow, I thought I was going through something bad, but look what this person going through. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like my compared to them, it's not bad. But it gives me strength to know like it could be worse. But God's mercy and grace is here. You see what I'm saying? And then someone who's going through something less than you, it's the fact that you know that somebody else is going through something. It may not be worse than yours, but you know that they're going through something. And then the way that they cope with it through God, you'll see, and it'll help you out. You know what I'm saying? It's just the knowing that other people is going through things too, knowing that, you know, you're not the only one that's coming in with a bunch of muck on you, a bunch of dirt on you. You're dirty. You know, you need, our father said we're gonna have clean garments. So you come, so that must mean you coming in with a dirty garment, not of him. And then while you with him, he's gonna change a garment to a clean garment, because you're gonna be holy and righteous. So that means he's gonna have to build with you. He's gonna have to help you grow. He's gonna have to help you understand him more, better. Things that you didn't know, he's gonna help you know. You know. So, like I said, I had that thought in my mind, and I really don't think nobody told me, but it's what I felt that I just knew that God was perfect. I just knew that God was holy. I just knew that God was righteous, even though I didn't hear righteous. And I think I heard holy before, well, from the Holy Bible, but I just knew God was perfect. I knew if he was God, in my mind, I'm thinking like, this man has to be like perfect because he created all, you know? So I'm like, if I come to him, I don't want to come to him knowing that I'm doing these things, knowing that I'm not perfect in where he want me to be, because I don't know what he's gonna do to me, and I don't want to be a hypocrite, you know. But that's it was true to a point, and then it was kind of like I kind of like held myself back to a point. You see what I'm saying? Like it was all true to a whole point. God is perfect. God is holy. He don't want you to have sin. He don't want you to be lukewarm, you know what I'm saying? A hypocrite. He don't want none of that. But you're gonna have to be that. You're gonna have to be a fool. You're gonna have to be a everything, because you don't know. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. So since you don't know, guess what? You're coming in as a fool. You're coming in with lack of knowledge. You're coming in not knowing. You know what I'm saying? We all gonna be dumb to the whole fact of the knowledge that God has for us, because we did not know it. We knew it, and then we did not know it. So as you can see in the past, in the Old Testament, we knew it, but we forgot. No remembrance. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got Passover. The remembrance of God and what he did. So that's the thing. Some people on this earth, you know things, but then you forget, you know. But we gonna know, because what our Father gonna put us through when we come to Him, it's gonna make us know. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna make us to know. That's the blessing. It's gonna make us want to remember God for what we go through. You know what I'm saying? Don't let people lie to you and tell you that you're not gonna go through something. Oh yeah, you're gonna go through it because you got to deal with the consequences and repercussions of what you sowed. That seed you put in you. You know what I'm saying? That seed you put up in this world. With all that you done up in this world, you got to pay for the consequences. You know what I'm saying? You got to pay for your bad karma. So, but the which is the dirty garment, but then what you repaying for the bad karma and going through your trials, tribulations, afflictions, and burdens, you know what I'm saying? You got to think about this. You already go through trials, tribulations, and burdens in the world without God fully being there. You know what I'm saying? He's there. His mercy there. His grace there. Everything there. His love there. But you're not His child. You know what I'm saying? You're not His child, but He love you. But think about coming to Him and you're actually changing into His ways and becoming His child. He love you even more. You know what I'm saying? And those burdens and afflictions won't be forever. They won't be for long. That's for a temporary time. Just a moment. You know what I'm saying? Just a season. That's it. But in the world, you stay going through it. You curse. The reason why you stay going through it is because you curse, because you're not a God and you're not living for Him and you're not doing for Him. You know what I'm saying? So those things are bound to come on you because He said they will come on you because you do not know Him. But when you start to know Him, those things start being removed because He started cleaning you from your sins, from your iniquities, your afflictions and burdens. You know what I'm saying? Because you start knowing Him and you start living for Him and you start doing for Him and working for Him. So those things start going away and they no longer appear anymore. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you don't even notice that they went away. But when you do, you be happy and you rejoice. You know? So you have to rejoice with God. You have to rejoice in your trials and tribulations and your burdens because those are what going to make you great. See, people run away from greatness. People run away from things that they think going to cause them pain and things that's going to cause them consequences and repercussions because they know that they do wrong. We all know that we did wrong. We all know some things in life we did wrong. Some things we didn't know, but majority of the things we knew that it was wrong, but we still did it. And we know that either we're going to get caught in this world and pay the consequences and repercussions for the things that we've done, or now you know that God is going to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? Because He do not like it. But you come to Him and let Him clean you up, so then you won't have to pay when you're gone, or you won't have to pay in this world and, you know what I'm saying, go to jail someone, you know, do murder. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you rather just come to God and give it all and so that He can protect you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'd rather spend the rest of your life in jail and then find God in jail and then you can't do nothing. Not saying that's bad. I mean, that's great that you would still find God, but it's like He gave you the whole earth. He gave you everything. So when you want to be out here knowing God and then living out here and having fresh air and, you know what I'm saying, enjoying life with your family and everything, then to, like, get into some trouble and then now you're just gone. Like, get into some trouble and not someone just take you out this planet. Like, no, you wanna like hinder yourself from going through that. You know what I'm saying? You want to come to God now and just change everything and just go through the consequences. Go through the consequences. What the devil wants for you is not what God wants for you. So the devil is gonna make you, help you go through hell and back. You know what I'm saying? That's his whole thing. So if that's your Father, because you do not know God and because you did not repent wholeheartedly and give your whole life over to God and you're showing the Holy Spirit and actually live a God, then you're giving yourself to the devil every time. You're allowing him to have advantage of you every time. He's taking advantage of you every time, whether you know it or not, just by you not knowing God, because you're a lawbreaker. So Just that alone is bad enough, you know? So it's like wouldn't you rather just do what you need to do, you know what I'm saying, than to not do what you need to do? Because at the end of the day, things can get bad for you, man, and you don't want that. You know? You don't want that on you. It's not a good thing, man. And I just rather face all my consequences and repercussions with God and let Him fix me up so I can no longer have to go through it no more. You know? Like, stop running. You know what I'm saying? What you fear from someone who created, how can you fear someone who created you to come to Him and do His will? He created you to do that. He made you to do that. You know what I'm saying? He ordained for you to do that. Many are called, but few are chosen. Are you in the few that is chosen? Are you in the many that's called but never got it done? You know what I'm saying? Many people get called, but they never even come. They know God want them. They know God called them. They had encounters with God. You know what I'm saying? They have nightmares, and they have all this stuff going on in their life. They know God called it for them. Majority of them are rebellious. We all was rebellious. So many of them are rebellious. And, you know, they know the word and everything, but don't do nothing for God. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about people that know God's word more than me. You know what I'm saying? And they just don't do the works. It's more than just knowing. You know what I'm saying? It's more than just doing. It's more than just speaking on it. You know what I'm saying? It's all that together. All that together make you a child of God. So you have to do it all. Most people just think they could just know the word and that's it. Like, people know the Bible, like, from left to right. You know what I'm saying? Without the book, they know what stuff at. And that's great. You know what I'm saying? But just knowing what stuff at and knowing what it say, but not actually taking it in your life and doing it, and not actually evangelizing, not doing the works or the gifts that our Father gave you, then, I mean, what's the point? The devil know it and don't use it. The devil know all God's words and don't use it. You know what he used? He used the deception against you with it. Deception against you with it. Just like he did Eve and tried to do Yeshua. He used deception against you with the word. You know what I'm saying? Father Yahweh is real. He's living. He's real. He's alive. He's here. He's here. And you will never see because you don't have the eyes to see that he's here. He's speaking through me and he's speaking through many. He's here. Every time you look in the Bible, God use somebody and spoke his words through them to the people. He got in the body and spoke through the person to the people. He's alive. You can't do that. You can't hop in my body and speak through me. You see what I'm saying? But he did, and he do. So that's what you got to understand. He used all his prophets, his son, and anybody that he chose to use. He even jumped into Pharaoh and hardened his heart. You know what I'm saying? He used anybody that he chose to use because he created everybody. So if he chose to use them, then that's what he chose to do. So all his children, he get inside of us and he speak through us in the Holy Spirit because he abide in us and he speak through us and we speak his words to you and anybody else who we have to evangelize to or prophesize to or preach to or whatever it is, you know. And that's how he works. So he's alive. Anyone that says God is dead is a liar, a deceiver, and you should run from them. You shouldn't want to be around that person. That's wicked, you know? So it's like, once you read and understand and pay attention and see what our God has done, then you will know. You will know what to do. But until then, you will not know what to do. Like, you gotta actually understand what's going on, because if you don't, then things will not happen well for you in your life. You know what I'm saying? People will deceive you and come against you with the word of God and use the word of God to use deception on you so that you won't understand and you won't get it. And then that's gonna be on you, and that's gonna be your troubles, you know? Like, life is how you allow it to be for you. And yes, we all been taken advantage of, and yes, people are wicked, but we can't blame other people for what they done to us. We could blame them for what they did to us. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying that you can't blame them for what they did to you, but you have to educate yourself so that it won't get done again, so you won't keep having to blame people doing stuff to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna let someone do something to me and then I gotta turn around and let it happen again because I didn't educate myself on what I should have educated myself on in the first place, you know? So I feel like, you know, you allow things to happen because you lack knowledge. You allow things to happen because you don't know. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that's in denial about the word of God, you just don't want to learn. You just don't want to live for God because you want to do what you want to do. And that's the truth. You have no free will. You see what I'm saying? How can you have a free will if you're told to do his will? All God's children are told to do his will. We're told to do our Father's will. So if we don't have a will but his will, then how do you have a will? How would you have a free will? That must mean you got to get on board, jump on ship, and do his will too. Otherwise, you're doing Satan's will. Because you're killing yourself by not knowing. You know? So, you're doing Satan's job for him. You're making it easier for him. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you're fighting against the one that created you for the one who hates you. You know, and you gotta understand what you're doing now with your life and yourself, and you wonder why people can trick you and play you and do things to you, because you do not know. You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody trick and play God because he know all. Either way you finna trick him or play him, because he know all things. He know what's going on. He's educated. He's knowledgeable. He's wisdom. He's a king. He's royal. He's a royal priesthood. He made us royal priesthoods. He made us a peculiar people. He's a peculiar father. Everything. You know what I'm saying? Everything. He's loyal. Everything. He obedience to himself. He disciplined himself. You know what I'm saying? He hold himself accountable. Everything. He's not selfish. He gave us all this that he created. We live on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. He shares wealth with us when he don't have to. But, you know, I mean, only you can see. You know, only you can see. Only you can see. I can't see for you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can see for themselves. You have to see for yourself. You know what I'm saying? You have to live to help yourself so you can help other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you want things for yourself. That's selfish. You have to want things to help others. That's giving. That's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? When you want things for yourself, there's no blessing in it. When you want things to help others, it's a blessing in it. God bless you. Look at King Solomon. He didn't want for himself, he wanted for the people. And God bless him to be the richest. You know what I'm saying? When somebody wants something for themselves, I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's King Saul. I think it's King Saul. He was from a small tribe. It was a few people in it, and God chose him. And all he had to do was listen to, I forgot the guy's name. He was an older guy. I forgot his name. But he was, the older guy was running it, and the people wanted them a king. So God chose King Saul. And King Saul, he was poor. He had nothing. But then he didn't even know how to approach God. You know, he wasn't like Solomon, wanting to help everybody. So when God made him the king, because people wanted a man as a king, he was worldly. He was of the world. He didn't have no knowledge of God. And guess what he did? He became king and took all from them because he was selfish. And God dealt with him to the point where he wasn't hearing from God. So he went to what you call them people? Whoever the people, whatever you call the people that wake people up from the dead. He went to that lady and told that lady to wake the guy who was the king before him up out of his death, out of his grave, to him like she wanted to hear from him. I mean, he wanted to hear from him, but only the lady could talk to the dead. And he wanted her to speak to him for King Saul. King Saul wanted the lady to speak to the guy for him. And the guy like, why you waking me up out of my sleep? Like, you know, like, I told you what to do. Like, don't come wake me up now. If you ain't heard from God, then God don't want to talk to you. You see what I'm saying? So that's a message to people who want to be selfish. If you ain't heard from God and all the prayers you praying ain't happening, it's because you're selfish and God don't want to talk to you. God don't want to give to you. God don't want to do for you. So until you learn how to be a cheer giver and be very charitable, then you're not going to get anything. You're only going to get a small portion, and then every time you get it, it's going to disappear. You know? So it's like you got to be able to help support others. You know what I'm saying? Other than just yourself. You want to just support yourself. And think that's all, like, life is about you, and that's it. If life was about you, then God wouldn't have created us, because he would have just said, life is about me. You know what I'm saying? But he said, no, I'm going to create this, and I'm going to put people in like image of me. So if we're supposed to be like our Father, and he's not selfish at all, then you can't be for self at all either. You can't be selfish. Yeah, you build yourself up through God, yeah. You come to God, you learn, you educate yourself and everything. But once you do all those things, you then have to spread the word. You know what I'm saying? That's called giving. You know what I'm saying? That's not being selfish, because you're giving out knowledge. You plant seeds into people's minds, into people's thoughts, and you showing them the way. You know what I'm saying? Through the power of our Father. He's working through you. You evangelize the people, he's working through you. You know, to help you, you know what I'm saying, do his will. So, for people to, you know, not even want to tell the word because they learned something new. They don't want their friends to know, or they don't want somebody else to know, because they think they scared that the person's going to be better than them, you're missing your blessing. So, if you think that you got some knowledge today, and you think like, oh, I got that, I ain't going to tell nobody. I ain't gonna tell my brother, because he usually beat me in everything. I ain't gonna tell my sister, because she usually better than me in everything. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna tell my mama, because I hate my mama. I love my daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you one of those people, then you got another thing coming to you, because you have to spread the word to everybody as much as possible. You could be a cheer giver. You know what I'm saying? Just along with giving, you know, material things and any other thing. But giving the word of God is way more powerful than any other thing, because these seeds can be planted for generations. You know what I'm saying? You can plant a seed in the ground, and then once that seed grows, that's it. You know what I'm saying? I can plant a seed in your mind, and your mind can take in that divine message and send that divine message to another person. And then another person can take that divine message and send it to another person. And then it's repeat and repeat and repeat, and it grows and expands to where your great, 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 great grandchildren past all that got the same message of one seed that I planted into your mind, and you led to another person and planted into their mind, and the seeds just went from there. You know what I'm saying? So God's words is more powerful than any other seed, you know what I'm saying, that exists, because he created all the seeds. You know? So when you sow a seed to someone, they can take that seed and grow from there, and you can get blessed for blessing them. And then you can get a double blessing for them blessing someone else. And then you can get a triple blessing for that other person blessing someone else with your message from God, which is God's message. But he used you to plant it. He used you to plant that seed. You know what I'm saying? He used you as the root to plant that seed. You know what I'm saying? You gotta understand, man, how it works and what's going on, because it's very valuable. It's very valuable. I remember, like, when I first came to God, I heard that we had to deliver the message and evangelize. And I was like, how I'm gonna do that? Like, I don't like talking to people. I'm real shy, you know? Like, how I'm gonna, you know, like, how I'm gonna do that? Like, you know? And I was kind of like, man, like, I'm this, like, you know, this how, like, the world know me for this. Like, people know me for being like this. You know what I'm saying? Chilling, relaxing. You know what I'm saying? They don't know too much about me. They know stuff, but not too much, you know? And that was really it. And I'm like, man, I got to tell people I live for God. Like I used to say, oh, man, I got to tell them. Like, oh, man. Because being a God is not cool in the world. You know, so it's kind of like I got to expose myself to people to let them know I'm a child of God. And then on top of that, I got to stand by that. You see what I'm saying? So it's bigger than just speaking about it. You got to actually be living it so they can see you change. You know what I'm saying? And I was thinking, like, hey, how I'm going to do that? But then I read somewhere in the Bible, in the scripture, it said that the Holy Spirit will be in you. So don't worry about what you're going to say, you know what I'm saying? Because you're not going to know the time when it comes, when it's going to happen. I shot myself the time when it came and when it happened, because I wasn't aware when it was going to happen. So I was shot after I did it, but I was so happy and I was rejoicing and excited. And I felt so good and I wasn't shy at all. You know what I'm saying? It's the thought that was in my mind, the fear that I put in my mind from the thought that I put in my mind that caused me to think, like, I can't do this, or I'm shy, I can't speak to nobody. Oh, trust me, it's going to come up at you, and you ain't going to know when it's going to come up at you, because it's not your words, it's our Father's word, and he worked through you by way of the Holy Spirit, and as long as you feed your spirit, it's going to come up out of you. And after that day, you will never, ever, 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 ever hold the word of God in again. It's going to always flow up out of you like milk and honey. It's going to always flow up out of you, no matter where you at. Somebody's going to be talking, and it's just going, you're just going to go to God about it. You know what I'm saying? You're just going to speak about God, because something you have read in the Bible and fed your spirit with has that knowledge. And it's just going to come out, because they're going to talk about a situation. And you're like, well, what I read in the Bible, what God say is, what my apostle said was, you know what I'm saying, what we read was, whatever. It's going to come out, so some knowledge you're going to have, and you're going to put God in it. And the person's going to be shocked, like, wow, like, here go with that God talk. You know what I'm saying? However they take it. They may just be happy. They may just be a child of God, too. And then, you know what I'm saying, it's just a whole relationship right there. But you never know. You know what I'm saying? But it's going to happen. After that first time, it's like you're going to be so excited, rejoicing. And then after that, it's just going to be like so real. Like, it's never going to stop. It's never going to stop. Like, God works. It's easy once you know what's going on. It's hard when you don't know what's going on. It sounds too much when you don't know what's going on. But when you know what's going on and you do this day in and day out every day, you know what I'm saying? You in the book, you reading, you studying, are you listening to someone that's talking about God or talking about his words or teaching you, then it's gonna be in you. Every day my mind has to have the word of God in it every day. Whether I read or hear, I listen. I mean, whether I read or listen. You know what I'm saying? And I gotta have it. You know what I'm saying? It's like I can't go without it. I feel bad if I go without it. Because it's that powerful. You know what I'm saying? Imagine that food that you love, and it's like you can't go a week without it, or you can't go a day without it. Imagine, you know, just something that you love so much that you just can't go without it. It's like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like that. It's like, man, I can't go without God. Like, how I'm gonna do that? You know? I'm gonna do that. I don't know how. You know what I'm saying? Like how I am now, I don't see how people go without God. You know, how I am now. But when I was in the world, it was like, you know, I did. I don't know how either, but I did. You know, it's just something. But I mean, having God now and trying to be without him, that's tough, man. It's like a whole burden not hearing the word or hearing something about God. It's like a whole, like, heavy something on me, you know, because I'm so invested, you know. I'm highly invested. And when you're highly invested in God, you're fully in, wholeheartedly, you know. Wholeheartedly, like, imagine you invested in, like, a stock or something, you know what I'm saying, a Bitcoin or something. Like, you're going to check on it because you put a lot of money in there. You put a whole lot of time studying and whole lot of big money you put in there. You know what I'm saying? You're highly invested in it to the fact where you're going to check it almost every day if you can. If you got time, you're going to check it. That's how I am with God. I'm highly invested. It's hard for me not to hear from him. It's hard for me not to hear a word about him, something that he wrote, you know what I'm saying, for my knowledge. It's hard. You know, so I just try to, you know, stay tuned in, man. Because with me being tuned in with God is a blessing for me, you know. Like, it helps me out. It really helps me out. Like, I can't go without it, man. And it's like, it's hard. And I want y'all to get into it too, man. Be the same way, man. Don't let nobody make you think that being with God is not good. You know what I'm saying? It's too much or whatever. Like, nah, man. Y'all gotta want it bad. Gotta want it bad, man. Like, literally. Like, who else gonna take you there? You know what I'm saying? Who else gonna take you there? If yourself don't want to go there. You know what I'm saying? Imagine you want to go somewhere and you don't got no ride. How you gonna get there then? You gonna figure it out. You know what I'm saying? You gotta figure it out. How else you gonna get there? Who gonna take you? You don't got no family members in that place. How you gonna get there? You don't got no friends. You gonna figure it out. But you gonna get there though. You know what I'm saying? That's how you gotta be with God. You gotta figure it out and understand that you need to get there. Because if you ain't there, you wasting time. You know what I'm saying? You wasting a whole lot of time. Whole lot of time. You're gonna waste no time. Wasting too much time already. You know what I'm saying? Just not knowing. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have time to waste. We all gotta figure it out. But we gonna get there though, you know. And once you understand how to get there, then you there. You there. Don't worry about how it's gonna be when you arrive. Just know you there. Be present. You know? As long as you present, God present. As long as you missing, God gonna be missing in your life. His mercy gonna be there, his grace gonna be there, but you know, you want him fully there. So whatever goes down, you know God is there with you. You know? Y'all gotta listen, man. There's another one for y'all. Drop some gems. What they say, gems? Yeah, I be hearing gems when I be studying stocks and stuff like that. Like they be like, oh, I'm dropping some gems. I like when I listen to like real estate and business, you know, they be like dropping gems. I don't know if that's the word now, but I'm dropping some gems. Hope y'all taking heed into what I'm saying, man. I love y'all, man. Enjoy y'all day. Be blessed. Study, study, study. Put time in with God. Give God your time more than anything else. Put God over anything else. Put God first, man. Love y'all. God bless you and your family. Amen.